I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, two Falmouth sheep farmers raising grass-fed lamb contend with a drought.
Walk up there. Steady.
Simon Thorold and his border collie Quinn are moving sheep in a dry, dusty pasture. This year, in addition to COVID-19, he and fellow sheep farmer Diana Wickman face another challenge, a level 2 statewide drought. This July was the second hottest on record for Massachusetts, and most areas are in a rainfall deficit of 1 to 3 inches.
Lie down.
Diana and Simon are committed to raising grass-fed lamb. They think it's better for the people who eat their meat, for their sheep, and for the environment. And some people would also say it's delicious. But this year, the grass just isn't growing. Back in the barn, Diana loads up a bucket.
So this, unfortunately, is grain. And we're feeding this right now because we're kind of in a drought and the grass isn't growing. So we're really interested in preserving the health of the grass all the time. And so we've had to pull the sheep off. And believe it or not, grain is cheaper than hay. And so we're feeding a little bit of grain and a whole lot of hay and hoping that we can get some rain.
Diana and Simon had to start supplementing with grain and hay this year in mid-July. Last year, the farm's roughly 45 rams, ewes, and lambs were entirely grass-fed, rotated on 13 acres of pasture. Today, you can hear the dry grass crunching underfoot as we walk out to where the flock waits, hungry.
There you go, kid.
Normally, rotational grazing works by moving sheep frequently through quarter to half-acre blocks of pasture using electric fencing.
You can see we're probably standing in about an acre right now, cordoned off here. And they only moved in here yesterday, and they'll probably be out of here tomorrow.
So how do you manage the rotational grazing? How often do they move when it's not a drought?
So movement depends on the quality of the pasture at the time, kind of the density of the grass. So we're constantly, every day we look at it, we walk through it. We take a look at the sheep. You can gauge kind of how hungry they are. Really, when you look at a sheep, if you look in front of the hips, you can tell whether they're, you know, they got all these stomachs, right? And you can tell whether they're full and like where they are in digestion. So if you come down and you see sucked in stomachs, you know that, you know, they haven't been eating.
Like cows, sheep are ruminants. They're herbivores with 4 stomachs. And they're meant to eat forage, which is basically grass or hay. Grain can be hard on their digestive systems, which is why Diana and Simon are supplementing mostly with hay. But given the drought, feeding a little grain is better than letting the animals go hungry. The lambs born this past spring are the meat Simon and Diana will bring this fall to market.
So there's a facility in Westport, Mass called Meatworks, and we tend to do our like standard cut. So we usually get neck, loin chops, breast roll, leg, rack, and sirloin chops. And then ground. So everything that isn't one of those cuts goes into the ground. And it's really important when you decide to grind that you think about what's going into it, because that determines kind of the fat content. So when you go to the grocery store and you see, you know, 90% lean and 10% fat, that's just a variation in what cuts are being put into your ground.
Diana and Simon aim for a fat content of roughly 20 to 25%. Any leaner, she says, and the meat gets dry. And while they wait for rain, Diana's eating a few last packages of last year's ground lamb meat from the freezer.
Yes, I actually just had it yesterday night and again today for lunch. I like a lot of the Indian dishes with it, so we just made a curry that had peas in it and some coconut milk, and it was fantastic. We had it with some naan and some rice. I mean, the legs and the rack are just, you know, a little bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper. That's really all you need on those. They're delicious. But, yeah, it's really rewarding to, you know, get to bring a product like this to the local market and then to have it, you know, in your freezer at home and put it on your plate and know it's something that you grew and loved and raised from the ground up.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Diana Wickman and Simon Thorold are working in partnership with the town of Falmouth to use their grazing sheep to keep a town-owned parcel open as pasture land. You can find a link to the Peterson Farm on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.